Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second, the shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting third, the DH, Carlton Fisk. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Bob Watson. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting ninth, the catcher, Mike O'Berry. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Chuck Rainey. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second, the third baseman, Greg Pryor. Batting third, the right fielder, Junior Moore. Batting fourth, the DH, Jorge Horta. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Alan Bannister. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Rusty Torres. Batting eighth, the catcher, Milt May. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Don Kessinger. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken Kravick. And now, play ball. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore. Burleson reaches second base with a double. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor bunts towards the mound. Rainey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Watson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Horta for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bannister reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bannister. The throw from O'Berry and he is out, Remy applying the tag. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards first. Watson scoops it up and throws to first, with Rainey covering, for the out. Two outs. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres takes first base on ball four. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rainey fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Rainey. Torres moves to second. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike O'Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Berry hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-1 in the game. Remy hits a pop-up into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Burleson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-1 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Kessinger moves to second. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pryor bunts towards the mound. Rainey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kessinger moves to third. Garr moves to second. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Remy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. Horta hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Paquette who is chasing the ball. Horta reaches third base with a triple. Kessinger scores. Garr scores. Pryor goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, White Sox. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Horta scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Bob Stanley now pitching. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-1 in the game. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobson hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-1 in the game. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-1 in the game. Paquette hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Torres hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-2 in the game. Garr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kessinger moves to second. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson juggles the ball. That's an error on Hobson. Kessinger moves to third. Garr moves to second. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike O'Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. O'Berry strikes out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-2 in the game. Remy takes first base on ball 4. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Burleson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Remy moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk strikes out. There goes Remy. Here's the throw, and he's safe. There goes Burleson. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Horta hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Paquette. Horta reaches second base with a double. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bannister hits a line drive into center field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-2 in the game. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Horta moves to third. Two outs. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Torres hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Orta scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-2 in the game. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-2 in the game. Watson hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Watson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kessinger for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Garr strikes out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Pryor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-2 in the game. Paquette hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Wolf pinch hits for Mike O'Berry. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Remy hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Burleson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Allinson now catching. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Orta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first, with Stanley covering, for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bannister hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-3 in the game. Squires hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bannister moves to third. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Torres strikes out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 3 in the game. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 3 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 3 in the game. Hobson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hobson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kessinger moves to second. Two outs. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 4 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kessinger scores. It's 6-1, White Sox. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 3 in the game. Watson hits a line drive into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 3 in the game. Paquette hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Evans moves to second. Stan Pappy pinch hits for Gary Allinson. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Remy hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.